Santa Rosans in District 4 will vote for their representative on the City Council in November. One of the four candidates, Dr. Scheherazade Shamsavari, joins us now on the KSRO Live Line. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
Can you tell us a bit about your background and how it will help you on the City Council?
Well, I come from a diverse background. I have a PhD and an ATR, which is a registered art therapist in social sciences. And I am a distinguished alumni at Sonoma State, over 30 years of professional and volunteer experience working alongside various state and federal governments. I was born in Syracuse, New York, and educated in England and the U.S., and have served on many national boards, from establishing a shelter for runaway girls in New York City, reaching thousands of children in U.S.-Mexico border states, to shelter, to bringing K-12 art therapy programs to Sonoma and Marin counties, to service as past president of the American Association of University Women. So I have a wealth of knowledge and a very strong network of people that I've worked with and still am involved with over the last 30 years. So I can bring a lot to the city.
Let's specifically talk about homelessness, Doctor. District 4, that's obviously a big issue. You specifically have said you're going to tap into your large network to raise funds to house people and provide wraparound services. You want to explain that?
Yes, of course. Actually, I'm at a summit right now in Tucson, and I'm already reaching the network, and I'm securing a workable plan and a recovery for the homeless within our Santa Rosa District 4, also tied in with funding that can be implemented based on a contract that we are going to draft up for all the people that are homeless within the city of Santa Rosa.
Now, our students lost a lot of ground during the pandemic. As an educator, how can the city support programs that will give our kids a leg up and help them catch up?
Okay. So one of the things that I would do is I would engage the students. I have proposed in my plan that I would bring in internship programs available to students within the new businesses that are forming, hopefully, new businesses that go up like startups. And I would engage. I was actually in charge of 44 interns during my time at Sonoma State while I was gaining my master's program. So I would implement that. I would really enforce having an internship program for all the students, whether they're in high school or whether they're in college or whether they are in university level, I would engage all the students.
All right, Doctor, you've taken a very hardline approach to the short-term rental issues in District 4 because you say noise and safety issues. What is your plan or vision for the short-term rental issue in District 4?
Okay. I believe that since I was serving as president of the Homeowners Association in Sky Farm, that we've been having a lot of problems with the short-term rentals. People do not respect the short-term rentals and therefore unsupervised or not hosted short rental would not work because people just violate their contracts and go ahead and do whatever they feel like doing and therefore causing people others harm and problems. And recently, I'm sure you've heard on the radio or you've had an Excel that cracked down, the police department cracked down 300 to 400 people just right in our neighborhood where there was a short-term rental agreement, but it was violated. And therefore, I do not believe that this should happen unless it's hosted. Short-term rentals should be hosted, not unhosted.
Now, this District 4 is a pretty crowded field of candidates, including the incumbent. There are four people running. So what distinguishes you from the other people who are running?
What I distinguish is that I am an expert in the field of working with, doing managed care. And I've done it all over the years, and I continue to provide those services to the homeless people, to the underprivileged, to the families and children that need support. And the other candidates are not as experienced as I am. Therefore, and I also have the experience of speaking the language of the Hispanic people because I have worked with them for over 17 years. So that distinguishes me from them in that respect and distinguishes me in the respect that I can also pull from my network and my backing and all the funds that I could pull in to make these programs go. I am saying that tomorrow, as of tomorrow, if I'm in office, I will start working on the homeless issues. And I will give a date when I will finish the project. I will not start something until not finish it with a date. So those are the things that distinguishes me. I have a plan in place, whereas the others, I have not seen any plans from them come forward.
We appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye. That is Dr. Ashari Shamsavari. She is running for District 4 for the Santa Rosa City Council.